Hundreds of people crowd onto a colonial-era suspension bridge over the Machu River in western India. The cables appear to be straining under their weight. In the aftermath, survivors swim to the walkway, now dangling in the water. Boats searched in the darkness, swimmers trying to find those who hadn't surfaced. Ambulances raced from the riverbank, ferrying survivors to local hospitals. Among the victims, a large number of children.
Many children were enjoying holidays for Diwali, and they came here as tourists. All of them fell one on top of another. The bridge collapsed due to overloading.
As the new day dawned, the extent of the disaster became clear. The 230-meter bridge, now just twisted cables hanging across the river. Rescue efforts continued, but this was the search for bodies, not survivors. And questions about why a bridge that had been closed for renovations for 6 months and only reopened last week was clearly not safe.
A case has been filed on the agency which was overlooking the building and maintenance of the bridge under sections 304, 308 and 114 of the Code of Criminal Procedure.
Local hospitals are treating survivors, but the death toll is rising too, in what is one of India's worst accidents of the past decade. And painful memories, even for those who managed to escape.
My two young daughters, wife, sister-in-law, my wife's aunt and her three sons were on the bridge. While the rest of them crossed the bridge, my wife and her aunt remained there when the bridge suddenly collapsed and they fell into the river.
Recovery boats pick through the thick reeds floating on the river. More than 400 people were thought to be on the narrow bridge when it collapsed. Tony Cheng, Al Jazeera.